Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the potential number one picks of the upcoming draft, quarterback from USC, Sam Darnold, alongside, more importantly, his mom, Chris.
Much more importantly.
They're joining us here in the studio. Sam, Chris, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Great. Doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is so cool to have you guys here. Family affair, huh,
yes.
Chris?
Yes, it is.
How do you like the press tour?
It's amazing. And honestly, he surprised me with an early Mother's Day gift from
Kay
Jeweler.
Wow. Very nice.
I'm just kind of honored to be his mom. A big time way today.
Well, let me tell you, Sam, this is what NFL executives want to hear, that you are forward thinking, you are a planner, you are getting ahead of the Mother's Day, ahead of the game, making sure you take care of the people that take care of you. Offensive linemen, wide receivers, running backs, you need to take care of them at the next level, obviously, like you do. Taking care of mom, Kay Jewelers, that's a smart man right there.
Yeah, I mean, I had to also, you know, with the draft coming up, she had to look good for the draft, so decided to get her some jewelry, but no, it's been awesome so far. The people at Kay are amazing. You know, just I think for anyone with parents like mine, which don't come along very often, showing the love that they do, especially for, you know, my mom right here, it's just such a great way to show support, because there's that unconditional love that's really unexplainable. And I think, you know, the perfect gift is a Kay Jeweler's necklace. It's amazing. It's beautiful. All you have to do is go to Kay.com or any Kay jewelry store, in America and get it there. And it really is the perfect gift. It looks great. And I'm excited to, it's amazing.
It does look great. You know, you grew up in a place where it was part of Orange County, but a lot of people think of the beach and the pretty people. And your upbringing, talking about your mom and how you grew up, is a big part of the type of person that you are, and it wasn't glitz and glamour. Your hometown was more of a blue-collar area, more of a grinded-out type of area. How did that affect you when people think, oh, you're just SoCal surfer boy? Do you realize, or do you think that they realize, no way, that's not how I grew up, actually?
Yeah, I mean, well, I did live kind of that lifestyle. I went to the beach all the time. My friends are great surfers. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't get too into surfing. I was more of a boogie boarder, as they like to say.
Very nice.
But, no, I lived the lifestyle, but my parents, I mean, just worked their tails off. Their entire, you know, my entire childhood, they still work to this day. I mean, my dad's a plumber. She's a, you know, middle school PE teacher, which has its own, you know, it's dealing with eighth graders every single day.
Can be pretty challenges, hard.
So, no, just them showing me the ropes, how to work, and really understanding how to work hard in middle school and high school, and then continuing that when I was on my own in college at SC. It's made me the man I am today. Obviously, there's still a lot of work to do, and I'm aware of that, but they are definitely the reason for my work ethic and my success so far.
Sam Darnold joins us here in studio alongside his mother, Chris, which is so cool. You know, one of our friends of the show is Yogi Roth, and you worked alongside mm-hmm. him this season doing a podcast. And he pointed out to us that you were really inquisitive of all the guests that you had on the show. And you guys would oftentimes have non-football people, non-sports people, people in Hollywood, people in business, and that you wanted to take something from all these guests. What was it about that, kind of being inquisitive about non-football things, that you felt you could take away from? Why was that important?
Well, first of all, I get a lot of, you know, I'm around football players all day, you know, coaches all day. I think it's really important for myself to be able to broaden my perspective a little bit and understand the type of people in not just the sports world, but in the business world, people who act in the entertainment business, understand their daily routine and how hard they work to perfect their craft, and maybe the similarities, the differences between, you know, what I do and what they do. It's really interesting to me, and I think that was, you know, a big part of the show, was just understanding how people prepare, not just for football, but also for, you know, people like yourself preparing for a huge broadcast, or you know, talking to guys like Will Ferrell and how they prepare to shoot a movie. I mean, it's insane the type of stories that, you know, he has. I was only able to talk to him for 20 minutes, but I could spend hours on end talking to him. So just really curious about, you know, all the hard work that people put into their craft, and you know, what I'm able to do to kind of replicate that, or maybe work just as hard as them.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, but you wanted to embrace potentially being the number one pick in the draft. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock, obviously. They've had some troubles at quarterback. What was important about you to vocalize embracing a challenge that might come from a city that hasn't had success in a long time?
I think it's awesome. I think it's similar to what I did at SC. I mean, SC wasn't doing too hot when I got there. And then, yeah, they had a winning record, but it wasn't the success that SC is used to. And then I was able to, alongside really great teammates and coaches, I was able to kind of win some games, go to a Pac-12 championship, win a Rose Bowl. So it's been really fun. And, you know, I was able to handle that pressure that I had this last offseason and have a pretty solid year this last year. And just really looking forward to doing that again. I think, you know, it's going to be special. And yeah, I think I'm just really looking forward to it.
Sam Darnold and his mom, Chris, here on behalf of K Jewelers. Chris, you excited about Thursday's draft?
So excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
I'm so fired up, and it will be, I'm sure, just the culmination of a really fantastic few years.
Yeah. It's exciting for you and the family and everything, and that is so cool. It's so good to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Chris and Sam Darnold joining us on behalf of K Jewelers. Remember, go to K.com, at K Jewelers on Twitter. K Jewelers is the social media handle on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube. Mother's Day is coming up. Find an unforgettable gift from K Jewelers at K.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.